Hello and welcome back to another episode of Into the 99, where we've got 99 cards because Commander's number one. I'm one of your hosts, Daniel. I'm joined with Slothy, Brian, and Sherman. Brian, how you doing?
Oh, not bad. It's been a great week. Doing nothing, I'll be honest.
That's good to hear. Good to hear. Nice week. You got a new toy.
Finally, like, starting to relax. But I think it's like my last week before I actually have to start doing the search.
Bum. You're a bum. Yeah. I was saying, you got a new toy.
Yes, I did. I got my new computer. I'm so excited.
Yeah, so.
Like, I should actually be able to do, like, some actual, like, streaming, like, of, like, real, like, fun games, like, prior, like, I remember when, like, we tried to stream some of, like, our live games, and, like, all of a sudden, like, it just started, like,
just didn't have the power, yeah.
Yeah, like, start losing packets, but then it was weird, like, I could stream some games, but not others, so I was like, all right. It was just a temperamental.
That's fair enough.
This one looks very, very, very clean. I have, like, an animated demon person on my graphics card. It's interesting.
There you go. And Sherman, how are you doing?
Doing good. A little tired. We're early, but that's all good. So, glad it's the weekend. Looking forward for tomorrow because we're going to be slinging some spells.
Oh, there you go. It's not too bad. What are you playing? What's game one?
Game one? Oh, I don't know.
Yes, Sherman, game one? Give me your secrets, old man.
I have some new decks we haven't seen yet, Brian.
Well, spill the beans.
Played them last week. I went like 4-0.
Fun.
Problem number one.
I'm always the problem.
And Slothy, how are you?
Oh, I'm not too bad. It was a busy week, but it's the weekend now, so I'm happy about that. How are you doing?
Not too bad. I've got a busy-ish day again, like just some family dinner kind of things. So not too bad and stuff. And then back to work. The thing never ends, but I'm going to play Stardew Valley all night. Just started playing that game. Pretty fun.
He's all happy because he got to sleep in for like another hour and a half over us.
Me?
Slothy.
Oh, that's funny.
Don't want to talk about that.
I want to talk about that, Slothy. I would have loved some more sleep.
You got nothing but time to sleep, Brian. Take a nap after this.
No, I was watching.
What, are you going to be late for work?
Oh, yeah, no, I'm definitely taking a nap. But, yeah, funny. Oh.
You're watching what?
We were watching Beekeeper with Jason Statham. Actually, a very good movie. Basically, the concept is if there's a group of, or, like, say, an organization known as the Beekeepers that are outside of, like, all rules.
And they cultivate honey.
Yeah, in their spare time. But basically, if part of the government or like the main body is failing to do their job, the beekeepers will step in and essentially
rein them in.
Yeah.
It's a not intimidating name.
Yeah.
I'd die.
Don't mess with that guy. He's a flower gardener. He's a flower gardener. What?
Yeah, like that's what like the guy was. He was just going on about bees. And like, what's it? they just didn't grasp, like, you're going to die. They're just a beekeeper.
True. But beekeepers aside, we have Slothy's deck today. Let's jump into our magic stuff here. Slothy, tell us of the excitement you have for this deck.
Yeah, so we've got Mr. House, President, and CEO. Red, white, black for a 0/4 artifact creature human. Whenever you roll a 4 or higher, create a 3/3 colorless robot artifact creature token. If you rolled 6 or higher, instead create that token and a treasure token, and you can move 4 and tap it to roll a 6-sided die plus an additional 1 for each mana from treasure spent to activate this ability. So we're going to be doing a little bit of gambling, a little bit of artifact shenanigans.
Probably right now, Jason Statham would be beekeeping him.
I really like the token generation you can get on this. It's pretty crazy.
I like the dice rolling, because I'm obviously a dice goblin.
Yeah, I like the fact that you're going to abuse the dice rolling with D20s instead of just 6-sided die.
Yeah, I was going to say, whenever you roll anything, not a 6 or 6-sided die.
Yeah, exactly. That's kind of the route that I took, rolling more D20s than D6s.
It's like, you got to get a dice tower for this one.
Oh, I've got one somewhere.
There you go.
The search begins.
yeah, that's a pretty crazy creature generation, the fact that you can possibly get four and four treasure tokens for four mana is pretty crazy.
Yeah.
I assume you want to go hard into that. And it's also an artifact, so I already scrolled down a little bit, and I saw that you've got some untapped shenanigans.
I do, yes.
Yep. So you want to gamble hard.
Yeah.
Everyone who loses at gambling is only one more win away from winning.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's if you stop early, that's when you don't win.
Wow. And
bet the house. Bet the house.
May the odds ever be in your favor.
Bet the house. Hit the ATM up again. You're going to be fine. It's going to work itself out. You're one win away.
If you win, you can get two houses.
Or what's currently the motto for Alberta? Pick a limit. Stay within it.
No.
No.
I think it's only technically 36 roulette wins away from having the same net worth as Elon Musk. Can be done.
Yeah.
Can be done. You just got to go hard. Trust me.
And then you yourself can be Mr. House Presidency.
Everyone seriously gamble responsibly.
Yeah.
It's serious.
Into the 99 does not endorse flagrant gambling addictions. Let's go into our artifacts. We've got your first, obviously, Arcane Signet. We're not in good ramp color, so we need our normal Signet. Two mana, you tap for one mana of any color in the commander's identity. Not any color. Not any color. Whoa.
Whoa.
You'll get no green out of this deck.
None whatsoever. And then next up we have is our good old Boros Signet, two colorless. And then you pay one, tap it to add a red and a white.
Ooh, there's a fun one. Clock of Omens. Four mana. Tap two untap artifacts you control to untap a target artifact. Doesn't have to be yours.
Well, I haven't seen this before.
Clock of Omens?
Clock of Omens. Yeah, that's a combo piece for a lot of decks.
Yeah.
It is. Not for this deck, though.
I like just
I'm going to have to go and find one, sir.
It literally says untap target artifact. It doesn't have to be yours, so you can tap your own and untap someone else's and be friends with them.
Yeah.
Okay, but realistically, we're doing it to gamble more. Not
gamble
be friends.
Gamble more. Gamble more.
Then we've got Clown Car. X for a 1/1 artifact vehicle. When Clown Car enters the battlefield, roll X 6-sided dice. For each odd result, create a 1/1 white clown robot artifact creature token. For each even result, put a +1/+1 counter on Clown Car and crew for 2.
That's really funny.
Yeah.
What is this game coming to? Clown Car?
That's
from the Unset.
Yeah, one of the legal ones.
Pinkerton Amusements.
Oh, sorry. It looked like it. Sorry. It looked like the new Capetta or the Kevin Gowan.
No. Unfinity for sure. But that's a really fun already combo. I would be having a blast casting that card.
Absolutely, yeah.
Especially this is good at every point of the game, like from when your commander's first out to late game when you've got like 10 mana and you top deck it.
And
Robot City.
And you're creating a lot of treasures in this one. So you should be able to pump a lot into that X.
Yeah. We've got Commander Sphere. This one does give you one. We can get green mana this way, boys. Commander Sphere 3, you tap to add one. Oh, still can't. Reading's hard. So is knowing the cards. Still no green mana available if you need it. Sacrifice Commander Sphere, draw a card. You got treasures. You've got all the mana you need. I take the next one. Add one mana of any color. Literally any color. It doesn't even matter. Add purple if you want. Decanter of Endless Waters. Three colorless. You have no max hand size. Taps for one mana of any color. Just like I thought the last two did. I'm also apparently tired.
Yes. And then, thank you for taking the mana rocks. We got Microsynth Lattice, six colorless artifact. All permanents are artifacts in addition to their other types. All cards that aren't on the battlefield, spells and permanents, are colorless. And players may spend mana as though it were mana of any color.
You got Karn in here, Slothy?
I don't have Karn in here, no.
You're a good man.
I was going to say that.
You're a good man, Slothy.
That's just such a scary combo. It's like, okay, no one else can play anything. I'm always iffy when this card comes out.
Yeah, every time. I'm like, oh, well, they have Karn.
Yeah.
I don't think I've ever put in a deck without Karn or without Splinter. But that's because I'm a degenerate.
You're an animal.
I really like to splinter people's lands.
There is something else in here.
Okay.
I will say that.
Okay.
Oh, great. All right, let's keep going and see if we can reach it. Next one is Nuka-Cola Vending Machine for 3 mana. Tap one mana and tap it to create a food token. Whenever you sacrifice a food, create a tapped treasure token.
It's pretty good. That card's going to stay high value for a while. The Lord of the Rings stuff brought food tokens up way, like food way too high for a card like this to not be played everywhere.
Yeah, 100%.
Betting machine in the Hobbit.
True.
Oh, sorry.
Then we've got the Orzhov Signet. Two mana. Pay one, tap it to add white, black. I'll take the next two as well, just because they're rocks. We got the Rakdos Signet, which is the same thing, but black, red. And Sol Ring, which is you pay no mana for the activation, and it taps for two, colorless.
True. All right, we have the Strength Testing Hammer. One and equips for three. It's an equipment. I like that. I don't know you, but that hammer rings a bell. Hilarious. So whenever a creature attacks, roll a six-sided dice. Creature gets X until end of turn, where X is the result. Then if it has the highest power or tied for the greatest power, draw a card. That's pretty great.
Yeah.
Best case, you get some draw. Worst case, you roll and dice.
Yeah.
I would say that these cards aren't even broken for being from the unset, so I wouldn't even have a problem if I saw these fall in.
The next one, Slothy's betting on the ponies.
Yeah.
This is in like Slothy. You might as well just take this one as well. This is like in every deck you make.
Yes, this is one of my favorite cards ever. We got Strixhaven Stadium, three mana, tap to add one colorless. You can put a point counter on it. Whenever a creature deals combat damage to you, remove a point counter from it. Whenever a creature you control deals combat damage to an opponent, put a point counter on Strixhaven Stadium. Then if it has 10 or more point counters, remove them all, and that player loses the game.
It's one of the better mana rocks, and you just never see it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
It's a dollar, too. Like, it's a really good... It does need a reprint. They're not anywhere.
It is... They're in my drawer right now.
There you go. That's funny.
with the amount of rolling and token generation you're making, this will run into creating a lot of point counters really quickly.
Well, a fun thing too, right, is there's every group has someone who plays like that, like crazy life gain decks, right? One of my favorite decks. I don't know if we ever actually did an episode on it. My Sarah Avatar Secret Commander deck. That one's like so fun, but. Like, I oftentimes have, like, in the multiple thousands of life, you're not killing me with damage, and you can't get through to kill me with commander damage, because my...
I think I remember that one.
Yeah, it's a Sarah Avatar. We should do that one. That's a great deck. Secret Atla deck. But you're not going to kill me with damage.
Oh, I think
you
did it.
Huh? No, I don't think we ever did.
No, we didn't, because originally we did Atla prior.
Yeah, we did. We should do that one again, though. Anyways. But what I was going to say, though, is you can definitely hit me with 10-1-1s and cause me to lose the game. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I even have, because Infect's so prevalent right now, I've got so many things like to strip counters off of players and make it so I can't get my Infect stuff. That doesn't matter. Doesn't matter at all. Especially because I couldn't even strip the point counters off this. I would just die as the resolution of it. Then I'd be so sad. So, Brian, take us away.
Yeah, I was going to say, let's jump back into order here. So we got the Swiftfoot Boots, two colorless. So we're going to equip creatures and give them hexproof and haste, and they equip for one.
Then we got the Deck of Many Things for five mana. Legendary Artifact, which matters. For two mana and you tap it, you roll a d20 and subtract the number of cards in your hand. If the result is zero or less, discard your hand. So we have the results. 1 through 9, return a card at random from your graveyard to your hand. 10 to 19, draw two cards. And then 20, put a creature card from any graveyard onto the battlefield under your control. When that creature dies, its owner loses the game.
I've never seen this card. This is awesome.
I was very heavily debating throwing more sacrifice outlets in there. And there are a few, but... I decided that might be a little mean.
That's awesome. I really like. I've never seen this card. I've certainly never seen it hit the table.
This like an actual D&D is hilarious.
Yeah,
it has the power to basically destroy worlds or like make you like a hero and a god.
Fair. You've got a pretty good chance of again. You're mana generating with your commander, you're token generating, and you draw two cards for two mana is a pretty good chance.
Mm-hmm. And with the untap and tap shenanigans.
Yeah.
And then back to myself, we got treasure chest. We got three.
It's Slothy. It's Lothy, sir.
What? Didn't you just read a card?
No, that was Sherman.
I just read it.
Yeah.
Oh, whoops.
I know it's hard to tell us apart. We look basically like twins, but come on, Brian.
So next up, we've got Treasure Chest. 3 mana. You can pay 4 and sacrifice it to roll a d20. If you get 1, you're trapped and lose 3 life. 2 to 9, you create 5 treasure tokens. 10 to 19, gain 3 life and draw 3 cards. And 20, search your library for a card. If it's an artifact card, you may put it onto the battlefield. Otherwise, put that card into your hand, then shuffle.
I'm going to be honest. I'm going to build this deck, Slothy. I'm already sold. You've already convinced me. Episode's done. Let's go to the store. I really like this. I love to roll dice. This is great so far. I'm loving this. We have our unwinding clock so that the casino never closes. 4 mana, untap all artifacts you control during each other player's untap step. Bam. Gambling all day, all night.
Oh, so the casino never closes. That's... you're good, Dan. I like that. I've never seen this one. Vexing Puzzle Box, 3 colorless artifact. Whenever you roll 1 or more dice, put a number of charge counters on Vexing Puzzle Box equal to the result. You can tap it to add 1 mana of any color to roll a d20. Interesting. Okay, so tap it, remove 100 charge counters from Vexing Puzzle Box, search your library for an artifact card, put the card onto the battlefield, then shuffle. I've never seen this card before. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's nice that
One of the commander sets? Or
this was Baldur's Gate. Just the main set.
The symbol throws me off because it's like a shield.
Yeah.
Whenever I see this shield, I always think of a commander set.
I'm sending Connor a text right now and asking for these dice roll cards. It's happening. I'm on the phone doing it. I want this set.
All right. We got a really fun card here. Wand of Wonder for 3 in a red. Tap 4 and you tap it. Roll a d20. Each opponent exiles the cards from the top of their library until they exile a instant or sorcery card, then shuffle the rest into their library. You may cast up to X instant and or sorcery cards from among cards exiled this way without paying their mana cost. Now, the results are the following. 1 through 9, X is 1. 10 to 19, X is 2. And 20, X is 3.
I love Wand of Wonder so much.
Yeah. It's nice being able to play other people's spells.
Yeah.
It is, unless it's Daniels and then he targets you.
Stuff like this. Like, every time I see stuff like this, I'm like, you're going to steal my stuff. I'm going to target you. Hands down, right, 100%. I don't care about anyone else. You're going to die.
I generally try and I use this because a lot of times you're going to hit ramp, right? If you're playing against me in a green deck, you're pretty likely to hit into like a explosive or a cultivate or something to go get you some lands. Mm-hmm. It's also really funny to just, when people tutor to the top, I'm mystical to the top. Okay.
Yeah.
Roll a d20. into our creature, Slothy, take us away. You probably don't even want this one in here.
The first one?
Yeah, you probably don't even want that one. Get it out of there. Send them all to me.
Yeah, I don't see a reason to have it here.
This card is honestly terrible in this deck. We've got Academy Manufactor. 3 mana for a 1/3 assembly worker artifact creature. If you would create a clue, food, or treasure token, instead create one of each. It's not great.
If any card desperately needed a reprint, it's this one. This card, this card needs like a heavy reprint. It's so good in so many decks.
I feel like
it's been reprinted like in the last couple of commander decks.
Yeah, but a reprint in a commander deck isn't a reprint.
Yeah. It's been reprinted.
Yeah, but not really though, right? Because no one's buying decks to take and get one of, you know? Like, if the only way you can access the card is in a $60 package, that's not a reprint. That's not a viable reprint.
It's like how they reprinted 3 visits in a commander deck.
Yeah.
You're not going to buy a commander deck just for 3 visits.
Yeah, like, it needs, like, a pack reprint so that people can, like, actually, like, crack them. Getting, like, something like it's, yeah, it, you get nothing from a commander because everyone who's buying those decks, like, Slothy, what's the chance of you pulling one of those decks apart and giving away your Academy Manufacturer?
giving it away, absolutely zero.
You know, it's in the decks that matter for it, right? Like, it'll be in the clue deck, and you're already trying to make clues, and you're not going to be like, well, I don't really need this. This is on the cut pile.
I feel like this one is going to get reprinted in Modern Horizons 3.
Oh, let's go.
I have a feeling.
True. I don't know, with the prices that they have for that, like,
hard to say. Yeah. Also not a reprint.
that is entirely fair. That is also a $60 package for 15 cards.
Gross. The next creature that we have here is Ali Boo.
Ancient Brian, you do Widows. Not understand order. It is me. It is me, Brian. It goes Slothy Daniel Brian Sherman. You're wild.
I guess you understand how tired I am right now.
You're wild, and Brian.
Because I really thought you just went, but wait, again, we can't. Were just we lost
can't.
On talking.
We can't be all. We can't be triplets. Is it only the long hair? Sherman's got long hair too. You got what? What sets us apart from the animals, Brian?
I blame the fact that Brian has shaved his mustache and beard off. He's gone dumber.
It's Alzheimer's.
You need it back.
Brian kept all of his facial recognition software in the beard.
All my wisdom.
He's like, he looks in the mirror every morning.
Yeah, you can,
like, who is this baby face?
Brian wakes up and starts screaming in the mirror. All right, so we've got Alibu, Ancient Witness, 3 and a red and a white for a 4/5 golem. Slothy also loves to put this in every deck he can. Other artifact creatures you control have haste. Whenever one or more artifact creatures you control attack, Alibu bolts any target and you scry X, where X is the number of tapped artifacts you control. It's a lot. It can really hurt.
I like that.
Yeah. This one I would also like to get a reprint of.
The Alibu or the next one?
All the dragons.
Yeah.
Brian, this is you.
Oh, I'm aware. I was waiting for you guys to finish talking about this one. So we got the Ancient Brass Dragon, which is, yes, I would love. I haven't been able to find any of these Ancient Dragons or Elder Dragons, but the Brass Dragon, 5/2 black creature, Elder Dragon, flying. Whenever Ancient Brass Dragon deals combat damage to a player, roll a d20. When you do, put any number of target creature cards with total mana value X or less from graveyards onto the battlefield under your control, where X is the result. 7/6. No wonder I haven't found that black dragon.
These were the only cards worth anything in that set. Everything else is worth like 18 cents.
Yep.
The wrapper's worth more than most of the rares in Baldur's Gate.
Yeah. All right. We got the Ancient Copper Dragon for 4 and red. It's an Elder Dragon, 6/5, had flying. Whenever Ancient Copper Dragon deals combat damage to a player, you roll a d20. You create a number of treasure tokens equal to the result.
True.
There's another one that does treasure tokens too?
Yeah. And then like
the green one.
Yeah, there's a lot, like I said, those were the only good cards.
Mm-hmm. Then we've got the Ancient Gold Dragon, 5 double white for a 7/10 Elder Dragon with flying. Whenever it deals combat damage to a player, roll a d20, you create a number of 1/1 blue fairy dragon creature tokens with flying equal to the result.
Decent. You have a lot of tokens in this deck.
Yeah.
We have the Celebrate 1000. Love it. 5 colorless for an artifact creature clown robot, 3/3. Beginning of combat on your turn, roll 2 6-sided dice. We gamble hard. For each result of 1, Celebrate 1000 gets 1/1 until end of turn. For each other result, it gains the indicated ability until end of turn. If you roll doubles, it also gains double strike. That's sick. As we've got, if you get a 2, menace, 3, vigilance, 4, lifelink, 5, flying, 6, indestructible. I like
That's
it.
That's awesome. That's super fun.
If you roll snake eyes, it's hitting you for 10. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Snake eyes. Yeah, I like the Celebrate 1000.
Mm-hmm.
I like the addition, if you roll doubles, it gets double strike. Like, I think that's really funny. The next card that we have is the Chaos Channeler, 2/2 red. Creature, human shaman, 4/3 with wild magic surge. Whenever Chaos Channeler attacks, roll a d20. 1/9, exile the top card of your library. You may play it this turn. 10/19, exile the top 2 cards of your library, and you may play it this turn. And 20, exile the top 3 cards of your library, you may play it this turn.
Yeah. Fun. And then, we got the Chaos Dragon for 1 red. It's a dragon. That's a 4/4. It has flying and haste. When it attacks, the Chaos Dragon attacks each combat if able, and at the beginning of your turn, each player rolls a d20. If one or more opponents have a higher result, Chaos Dragon cannot attack those players or planeswalkers they control. They control this combat.
I need this. I need this so badly.
The dragon?
I'm like, oh.
Yeah, it needs to go into Mogus.
True.
And you must have the Chaos.
Fluffy, take these two.
Sorry?
Take these two. These are yours.
I would love to. First up, we've got Cyberman Patrol. 2 mana for a 2/2 artifact creature Cyberman. Artifact creatures you control have Afflict 3.
That still should have been non-token artifacts. That's such a crazy ability on a 2-drop.
We'll be right back.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
Oh, yeah. I think you'll be saying the same thing about the next one, too.
The next one at least has like a mana cost that makes sense.
Fair.
It's easy in colorless to hit that, but like afflict 3 on all artifact creatures, it's crazy.
Then we've got the Cyberman Squadron. 7 mana for a 5/5 artifact creature Cyberman. Non-legendary artifact creatures you control have Myriad.
Afflict 6, gross. Yeah, those are good ones. Yeah. You ever since the Dalek kind of deck, I know you've really loved these ones. You do like to make the artifact tokens. Be they salt and pepper, be they other robot that aren't salt and pepper. Wink, wink.
Oh, yeah. No wonder you guys enjoy each other. You enjoy making gnomes.
Yeah, true. I do like to make the gnomes. Gnome nonsense kind of guy over here. We have Delina Wildmage, 3 red for a 3/2 elf shaman. When Delina Wildmage attacks, choose target creature control, then roll a d20. 1 to 14. Create a tapped and attacking token to copy of that creature, except it's not legendary and has exile at the beginning. Exile at the end of combat is wild. And then 15 to 20, create one of those tokens, roll again. Let's go.
Targeting your ancient copper dragon with this.
Yeah, because it's combat damage, right?
Mm-hmm.
I like this. I would let you run Krark's other thumb in this deck.
Okay.
I think that's the dice roll one, right? Am I crazy?
Let's see.
Double check that just in case.
You've gotta, if the deck is built on this, let the man roll. Gamble. Yeah.
Nope. Krark's other thumb artifact. Is there. It is. If you roll a die instead, roll 2 of those dice and ignore 1 of the results.
I'd let you roll it.
Is that from an unset?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Like
legal? Legal in the set.
Yeah. Why make have one for flipping and not have the one for rolling?
Yeah, you have a way better chance of flipping.
That's a 50-50 over a...
I say let the boy play.
Yeah. No, I would vote to approve.
Thumbs up. Slot it in, Slothy. Slot it in as 101st card. Why not?
The 99 council has spoken.
Yeah. Just keeping it a sideboard, you know? Just have a sideboard with your commander deck.
Yeah, I see that save service. Yeah, there you go. It's such a good card. I would only use that. You're rolling enough dice to justify it.
Yeah,
you have the one card off to the side. What's that one card? Oh, that's for like people that aren't fun. What do you mean? I currently have Krark's other thumb in here. Oh, you can't use that. Oh, so you're not a fun person.
Hey everyone, are you okay with my sideboard? Oh, what's in it? Well, it's Krark's other thumb and a gun, and I'm using one of them. Pew pew.
That's like exactly like Daniel's intimidation style at the game. Sherman, if you mill me again, or Sherman, if you attack me, I'll continue to mill you.
You gotta keep milling.
Yeah.
Take us away, Brian.
We were playing with someone the other day. I was like, if you're milling, I was like, you just have to target. I was like, you have to. It, So the only viable way.
Trying to spread the mill around, unless your whole deck is meant to spread the mill around like a Bruvac deck, no, it's not working. You got to mill one person. Pick one person you don't like, and that's who you mill.
At least come third.
Yeah. Mill is about making them come last. That's all that matters. Take us away, Brian.
And then we got the decks here that we have here is Earth Cult Elemental, 4 and 2 red. There's a lot of dice rolling in this set. I never realized it. So we got a Siege Monster. When Earth Cult Elemental enters the battlefield, roll a d20. 1 to 9, each player sacrifices a permanent. Gross. 10 to 19, each opponent sacrifices a permanent. That's a lot better. 20, each opponent sacrifices 2 permanents. Slothy, I'm already not enjoying this. I'm just happy this wasn't in Sherman's other deck.
I just read up to the top, and you just all you have to do for all of these to also generate treasure is roll over a six or higher.
Yes.
You get you are getting an insane amount of like mana generation from this deck.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't have to be everybody a six. Yeah.
Sacrifice 2 permanents, and then I make treasures.
Yeah, you're getting a lot of treasures.
That's not a feel good moment.
All right, we got the Hoarding Ogre for 3 and a red. It's a 3/3. Whenever Hoarding Ogre attacks, roll a d20. So 1 through 9, create a treasure token. 10 through 19, create 2 treasures. And when you hit a 20, you create 3 treasures.
Pretty good.
It's the happiest card I've ever seen. Someone.
That's how I would. Yeah, that's how I would feel if I'm getting 4 treasures on a winning roll.
That's 4 treasures into 3/3.
Oh yeah, you're also getting an artifact token as well. You're getting a lot. Here's the problem with this deck is I like fun. I like fun too much to kill his commander with this because he's rolling dice. He's having a good time. We're here to play. I want to see him win. Bet the house. Right? So I'm not killing this commander if you're playing against me. Even if you're doing that. I'm like, well, you know, one more roll. One more roll and we'll see where it takes us. You get one more of those. Right? But I'd be having too much fun to kill the commander. I'm a simple guy. You can get around me targeting you by just having fun.
Go back to the ATM. You can have one more roll.
One more roll.
We need to get you the luck bobblehead for this.
Oh man.
Oh, actually, yeah, that's a good one. But next up we've got the illustrious Wander Glyph. 4 and a white for a 2/2 artifact creature golem. Has ascend. Other artifact creatures you control get +2/+2 as long as you have the city's blessing. And at the beginning of each upkeep, create a 1/1 colorless gnome artifact creature token.
True.
No more, please.
I need that guy.
Yeah, Sherman understands.
Making 5/5s. On a roll of 4 or higher seems really nice.
Yeah.
I really like the gnomes every turn.
Yeah.
Of each upkeep. That's fun.
Yeah. I love all of those cards. Like I want to make like a color for like all of them now. So like I can have them all in there. Like Tender Shoot, this guy. I'm blanking on them all, but just seems fun.
Verdant Force.
Yes, that guy too.
Verdant Embrace, Belladross.
So 5 colors. We gotta go 5 colors now.
Belladross City. I guess you probably just do white green, Abzan. Nonsense, shenanigans. We've got the Jan Jansen. It is also Mardu. Gnome Artificer, 3/3, legendary creature with haste. Tap it, sack an artifact creature token. You create 2 treasures, which is great with your commander to throw those robots away. Or tap it, sack it on, creature, artifact, create 2 colorless constructs. Pretty good.
Didn't you already have this commander guy?
Oh, yeah. Yes. Sloth likes this guy.
Yeah.
The name rung a bell on a video I saw. We then got, what is this? Lashiel Clockwork Scholar. 2 and a white legendary creature. Elephant Artificer, prevent all, 2/4, prevent all combat damage that would be dealt to attacking artifact creatures you control. Whenever one or more artifact creatures enter the battlefield under your control, draw a card. This ability triggers only once each turn.
So if we roll a 6 or higher, get a 3/3, get a treasure token, draw a card.
Yeah.
Stupid. So stupid. Oh, this next one's perfect for this. Oh, Magda, Brazen Outlaw for one in a red. It's a legendary creature, Dwarf Berserker for 2/1. Other dwarves you control get +1/+0, but we don't care about that. Whenever a dwarf you control becomes tapped, create a treasure token. You don't really have that many, but we don't care about that either. You sacrifice 5 treasures, search your library for an artifact or a dragon card, put that card on the battlefield, then shuffle your library. That's what we care about.
Yeah. Artifact or dragon is such a wild thing to add.
Pardon?
Artifact or dragon. You can get the ancient dragons. You can go and get the, like, any of your cool stuff, the Crocsiler Thumb. Totally legal card.
Yep.
Yep.
Tutor on the stick.
Petition to make it legal now.
Yeah, right.
Then we've got Mayhem Devil, 1BR for a 3/3 devil. Whenever a player sacrifices a permanent, Mayhem Devil deals 1 damage to any target.
Good card.
I'm really not liking the hate that's coming around here. There's a lot of sacrifice decks, Sherman, Slothy.
We've got the good... Well, this isn't sacrificing your things. It's just whenever you sacrifice things. Player 30 treasures. Go ahead.
I'm saying he has his...
30 treasures and die. we have our Mirkwood Bats, 3 BR for a 2/3 flying bat. Whenever you create or sack a token, each opponent loses a life. That's problematic. I'll be the first to admit that. Because you're making 2 tokens and one of them is a treasure.
Yeah.
I don't like that one.
I have to say, since we passed it, Slothy, congrats and on not putting in Marionette Master like everyone else would probably put in.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to see the next card. And I'm really excited to get that I get it. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. We got the Mundraku, Glory Dominus, 2/2 white, legendary creature, Phyrexian Horror, 4/4. If one or more tokens will be created under your control, twice that many of those tokens are created instead, and it has the ability 1/2 Phyrexian white, sacrifice 2 other artifacts and or creatures and put an indestructible counter on Mundraku.
Pretty good.
Such a good card, so broken.
I think I've bought every single one I've found.
All the Dominus ones are really, really good.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I just like bank tokens.
Well, you're simple man. I get it.
We get the Reckless Fireweaver for 1 red for a human artificer. It's a 1/3. Whenever an artifact enters the battlefield under your control, Reckless Fireweaver deals 1 damage to each opponent.
Pretty good.
I had to put that into a Nim. It just seemed fun.
Fair. Then we've got one of my favorite cards in the deck. We've got Roaming Throne. 4 mana for a 4/4 artifact creature golem with ward 2. When it enters the battlefield, choose a creature type. A Roaming Throne is the chosen type in addition to another type, and if a triggered ability of another creature you control of the chosen type triggers, it triggers an additional time.
Yeah. Extra tokens, extra treasures.
Yeah.
Pretty good. Pretty good. We have Solemn. It does Solemn things. I'm just looking here. Whenever you roll a 4 or higher, that's pretty good. It's a pretty good odds. I like it. Yeah, Solemn. You guys get it. 4 mana enters. You get a land, dies, draw a card, blah, blah, blah.
And then we got the Steel Overseer, 2 colorless artifact creature construct. Tap it to put a +1/+1 counter on each artifact creature you control. And it's 1/1.
I remember when that card used to be $10 because Modern, he had an affinity. And then they reprinted it like crazy, and it shot down to like $1 or $2. It angered a lot of people.
Do that with Skullclamp already. Come on.
Yeah. All right. We got Wile or Will? I'm guessing Will. Blade of Frontiers. 1 red. Legendary creature. Human Warlock. Get the 1/1. If you would, roll 1 or more die. Instead, roll that many dice +1 and ignore the lowest result.
This is just
Whenever you roll 1 or more dice, put a +1/+1 counter on Will. And you get to choose a background, but we don't get to because it's not a commander.
Yeah, it's Will.
This is just Krark's Other Thumb, but with red. Does the same thing. Yeah, it's legal.
Yeah, Krark's Thumb's legal now.
Yep. Then our final creature here is Zorn. 2 red for a 3/2 elemental. If you would create 1 or more treasure tokens, instead create those tokens plus an additional treasure token.
Decent. We've got a pretty lackluster enchantment section. Slothy, I'm going to be honest. 4 enchantments. Were you trying to hurt Brian's feelings?
Yes.
Yeah.
I like the ones that you do have, though.
Yeah.
I'll be honest.
We started out Barbarian class. 1 red. If you would roll one or more dice, instead roll that many dice plus one and ignore the lowest roll. This is Krark's other thumb for less mana. Come on. You can level
it. Added in, have three of the ability.
Yeah, every time you roll four dice. Let's go. Level two, yeah, so one in red to level up. Whenever you roll one or more dice, target creature you control gets 2-0 and gains Menace. Level three is two in red. Creature you control have haste. Zoom, zoom. I don't think we care about any of those things.
I think it's, Menace and haste.
Yeah. I'm not winning a car payment by leveling this up. Let's roll.
You get it.
I'll put my kid through college. I already used all his money.
Yeah, listen, struggle creates character.
Exactly.
We have Revel in Riches, 4 and a black. Whenever a creature an opponent controls dies, create a colorless treasure artifact token with tap, sacrifice, blah, blah, blah. At the beginning of your upkeep, if you control 10 or more treasures, you win the game. I feel like 10 is easy.
This picture is how I feel leaving the casino.
Let's go. Exactly. You're only one roll from victory. One more slot machine game, and you've got it all.
Yeah. If you really think about it, you can win up to like 10,000% of the money you've got. You can only lose 100%.
You can only lose 100% of the money you have.
You got to do the math there.
Yeah.
Again, we do not endorse. Yeah. Just like
these are just jokes.
Please, you have to tell Kaylin.
These aren't jokes. You can win. Trust me, you can win.
Yeah. On the thumbnail, it has to be like, this is not an endorsement to get.
AGLC knocks on the door. Hi, can we talk with you?
No.
Yeah. Roll for entry.
If you get a 4 higher, you're good.
I'll let you roll for it. That's funny. Every time I play Revel in Riches, I always sack the treasures because it just feels too easy to win with a lot of the time. Like, you're going to have 10 treasure tokens a lot of the time in this.
It's going to be easier with the next card here. We have Smothering Tithe.
Yeah, that's your casino exit card. The Smothering Tithe. Yeah. Take it away, Sherman.
For 3 and a white, Smothering Tithe. Whenever an opponent draws a card, that player may pay 2. If that player doesn't, you create a treasure token.
You heard it here first. Daniel endorses gambling and not paying taxes. Where's the lie? Where's the lie? Where is it? Yeah, no, I never pay Smothering Tithe. I'm not paying any times. Take your treasure token.
Tax evasion on every occasion.
Yeah. There you go.
Then we've got the Tempered Steel. 1 double white. Artifact creatures you control get +2/+2.
Decent.
Not a bad one.
Yeah.
We are hitting some instants now. Some of the things I don't put in any deck. We got a Chrome as well. Again, another card that really needs a reprint. It's really good. 3 and a white.
This one's been getting quite a few reprints. It's
just in the latest list launch.
Just one reprint.
Yeah, and only in a commander deck.
It's ridiculous.
Oh, really? Was the original one only from a...
No, the original one's from Commander Legends. What Commander Legends should have been instead of the abomination that it was in Commander Masters. That was horrible. They butchered, like, did the marketing team not like Wizards of the Coast? Do they have a personal vendetta against them with that? That was such a flop. It literally, in the order of things that were flops, was like, I would say Commander Masters and then the Commander decks in Modern Horizons 2. I haven't seen anyone who wants those $300 foil decks for, we get, yeah, go away. No one wants it. Oh, you think you can say, oh, 6 color slivers and get me going? No, you just made a sliver deck. Lost that privilege. But a Chrome as well, anyways. It is, again, great card. Really win. 3 and a white. Choose one. If you control commanders, you cast it. You may choose both, which we're hoping to do. Creature control gain flying, vigilance, and double strike, which is disgusting. And creatures you control gain lifelink, indestructible, and pro all colors. Great. Great card.
Yeah. Game's got to end.
True.
Truth. Getting bonked with a bunch of 3/3s is a good way to do it.
Absolutely shellacked.
The next card that we have here is Berserker's Frenzy. 2 and a red. Cast the spell only before combat or during combat before blockers are declared. You roll 2d20s and ignore the lower roll. Or if you have all of the Krark's other thumb substitutes, It's a whole lot of dice. So if you roll 1 to 14, choose any number of creatures. They block this turn if able. And then 15 to 20, you choose which creatures block this turn and how they those creatures block or don't block.
Yeah,
I'm going to assume not blocking.
No, to be honest, with the siren, yeah, with the siren and patrolla, you might choose that everything blocks.
Yeah.
I all of your Scoot Swarm tokens block my one Cyberman. You lose 7,000 life.
Gross.
Yeah.
All right. We got Boris Charm for red and white. Instant. Choose one. Boris Charm deals 4 damage to target player or planeswalker. Or you have permanence you control, gain indestructible until end of turn. Or target creature gains double strike until end of turn.
Decent.
Yeah.
Staple.
The double strike.
You don't see it as often as... I think it's because it's in so many decks, right? But you just, I don't really see it as much lately.
No.
And you should. It's such a good card.
It's still hard to come by. It's still like pricey for what it does.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Just that...
$5 foil.
That indestructible, though, is good.
I have lost off of my opponent stealing the top card of my library and having it be Boros Charm before.
Fair.
Been it exactly 4 life.
Yeah.
That's funny.
It is.
I really like these cards for like the protection use to save my stuff most of the time. I never really typically think of them for like offensive.
Fair. Yeah, the next one we've got here is Contraband Livestock. 1 and a white, exile target creature, then roll a d20. 1 to 9, its controller creates a 4/4 green ox creature token. 10 to 19, its controller creates a 2/2 green boar creature token. Or 20, its controller creates a 0/1 white goat creature token.
This is fun. I want this card.
I got distracted looking at some of the Dominaria Minotaurs again. I really like their names that they have all the time. Every time, this is my train of thought. I saw the Minotaur, I was like, oh, Fire Song and Sunspeaker, that looks pretty cool. And I was like, oh yeah, there's those other Minotaurs, which is another of the pairings is Moonbeam and Snowbeast. I really want them to make a card with that. Sounds fun. That's how my brain works.
Snowbeast.
Did you just read the livestock, Slavty?
Yes, I did.
Okay, yeah, my brain shut off. Wasn't part of that conversation at all. We go Corrupted Conviction. 1 black mana instant as an additional cast. You sack a creature. Easy. Draw 2 cards. Great card in this deck.
Especially if you're making tokens like that. That guy. And then we have Deadly Dispute. 1 and a black instant as an additional cost to cast the spell. Sacrifice an artifact or creature. I sacrifice my treasure. Draw 2 cards and create a treasure token. I sack a treasure to make a treasure.
Exactly.
Along with 2 cards.
All right. We got Faradel's Fireball for 3 red. It deals 5 damage to target creature or planeswalker, and you roll a d20. 1 through 9, it deals damage to each player, and 10 through 20, it deals damage to each opponent.
I didn't ask how big the room was. I cast Fireball.
I love the artwork on this one, though.
It is really good artwork, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing.
Then we've got our Generous Gift, 2 and a white, destroy target permanent, its controller creates a 3/3 elephant.
I have a box of, like, staples, like ramp guards and stuff like that, and I was looking through them because they were all, like, double-sleeved, like, ready to go, so I could slot them in the decks. But I ran out of double-sleeves. I'm pretty sure I'm sitting on, like, 8 to, like, 15 Generous Gifts. Like, I'm pretty sure I can take them in, like, at least.
It's a card I never play. I never run it. It's such good removal, and I just don't. That and Beast Within, I just don't play it. I'm like, meh. But it's so good. Yeah, I'm a true. You're right. It's not that I'm a hipster. It's also just that I don't put any interaction in. I interact with creatures on my turn.
You've been doing better.
No, not really. No, not really. It's usually the same kind of shenanigans.
The decks that you have shown at least have had some sort of instant response.
Yeah, not really. It's like, I'm like, I should put 1 naturalize in. I'm like, that's good enough. We've got 6-sided die. 2 and a black. Choose target creature. Roll a 6-sided die. 1, it has base power toughness. 1, until end of turn. Hilarious. 2, put 2 1-1 counters on it. 3, 6-sided die deals 3 damage to you and you gain to it and you gain 3 life. 4, it gets -4/-4. 5, destroy it. 6, exile. That's pretty cool.
The only downside is that you have to pick the creature first.
Yeah, I'm.
That's why it's called gambling.
Yeah, I'm picking your Blightsteel that's coming at me. Let's go, brother. Base power toughness 1/1. I'll take your one infect. I'm not afraid of nothing.
Dice. You're open for that six.
Roll the dice. True. Brian, it's you.
Yeah, sorry. I'm just enjoying that card. I like the flavor of the roll the six out of dice. But the next card that we do have is Swords to Plowshare. 1 white. Exile target creature. Its controller gains life equal to its power.
Yeah. Fair. Respectable.
Good removal. And then we got Village Rites for a black. As an additional cost to cast this spell, sacrifice the creature, and you get to draw 2 cards.
And our final instant here is Will's Reversal. 2 in a red, you can choose target spell or ability with one or more targets. Roll a d20 and add the greatest power among creatures you control. 1 to 14, you may choose new targets for the spell or ability. Or 15 plus, you may choose new targets for that spell or ability, then copy it, and you may choose new targets.
I like it.
Yeah.
The D&D set had some really cool stuff in it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
It just was an abomination because of its lack of value for anything that wasn't those dragons.
Yeah.
I think abilities
were really good, but yeah.
But I think that those boxes were... That was one of the last sets I bought, and it was very disappointing to open that set. There's great cards for playability, but there was nothing exciting to crack outside of those, like, one-off dragons.
Mm-hmm. No, honestly, you should have cracked some wilds.
I should have cracked more. That's what this deck's about. I should have cracked a few more.
Holy... Back to the game.
One pack away from that dragon there, brother.
One pack away from foil dragons. You guys know what I'm talking about. We have one of the only cards that was even pulled out of the Unfinity set. Comet Stellar Pup. 2/1 red/1 white for a legendary planeswalker. Comet 5. Has 0. Roll a 6-sided die. Obviously, we got to roll those dice. 1 or 2, you get 2 loyalty counters, then create a 1/1 green squirrel. Gains haste on the turn. 3, you lose a loyalty counter, then return a card with mana value 2 or less from your graveyard to your hand. Pretty great. 4 or 5, Comet Stellar Pup deals damage equal to the number of loyalty counters on him to a creature or creature or player, then -2. 6, you +1, you may activate Comet Stellar Pup's loyalty ability 2 more times this turn. That's really fun.
Yeah.
I really like that, yeah. You can just sit there and keep rolling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm a fan. And now we've got our final section, which is sorceries.
For every reroll, you're getting your treasure token, all his abilities too.
Yeah.
Yep.
I like this. And again, worst case, even if you get dud rolls, you're getting squirrels or recursion.
Yeah, exactly.
Pretty good.
We're jumping over to sorceries, Mio.
Yeah, I love the art. I love the artwork on this. This is awesome.
Attempted murder x2 black. Sorcery, choose target creature, roll x6 that dice. For each even result, put 2 -1/-1 counters on that creature. For each odd result, create a 1/2 blue bird creature token flying named Stormcrow.
I love this. This is great. This is a great card.
Aw,
it's hilarious. You don't give
them vigilance. Boo.
Do not feed the birds. Even the like, flavor text, this every part of this card is done great. Just the squawks was quick to establish the social pecking order. Love it. This is brilliant.
Bring this crew in for your next set.
Want to know what's wild is that this card's artwork feels more like Magic to me than the Thunder Junction kind of stuff we keep getting or the new Capanna Legate. Like, you know. Sure.
Stuff.
I mean, Rockabilly Crows. Why not? Why can't that be
Rockabilly Crow?
Yeah. Hey, Pretty Mama, exile that. Shablam! All right.
Hound dog.
Next card we got is Dance Macabre. 3 black/black. Each player sacrifice a non-token creature. Roll a d20 and add the toughness of the creatures you sacrifice this way. So 1 through 14, return a creature card, put it into the graveyard this way to the battlefield under your control. And then 15 plus, return up to 2 creature cards put into graveyards this way to the battlefield under your control.
I like that.
Yeah. Then we've got Miracle's Edict, 1 and a black. Roll a d20, 1 to 9, choose an opponent. That player sacrifices a creature. 10 to 19, each opponent sacrifices a creature, or 20, each opponent sacrifices a creature with the greatest power among creatures that player controls.
No. No, don't do it.
Like I said, there's a lot of sacrifice here, and I don't like it.
Right? We have the recruitment drive, 2 and a white, roll a d20. 1 and 9, you create 2 1-1 white soldiers. That's pretty good. 10 and 19, you create 2 2-2 white knights. 20, you create 3 2-2 white knights. Awesome. Also, you think you're slick with this Vandal Blast? You think I forgot about that? Think I forgot that you got that Mycosynth in there?
I'm quite happy that this ended up being the last card in the deck.
Oh, you think you're slick? Yeah, you think you're slick with that one? No, you're not. It's not sneaking that past me. Take it away, please. You take a sloth. You take your degeneracy.
Yeah,
sure. Yeah, we got Vandal Blast. Single red, destroy artifact you don't control, and it has overload for 4 and a red.
They'll destroy every artifact.
Boo. Yeah.
Every artifact you don't control.
Yeah, I'm going to chime in there. Boo.
This is...
We haven't hurt you recently, Lothi. Why are you doing this, Will?
This is what it feels like to leave the casino on a losing streak.
I was going
to
say, this is what happens when you've been doing too good at the table and the bouncers come and have a word with you.
You counting cards?
Yeah. This is leaving your opponents beat up in the alleyway in the dumpster. Back to the casino I go, and I'm not winning. I'm just rolling dice for the next 10, 20 turns while people try rebuild.
Yeah. I guess he is Mr. House.
Obviously,
picking you all for everything.
Obviously, I only have one criticism, and you should have called this deck "The House Always Wins." Obviously,
that's a really good one.
He always comes up with the best names for decks.
I got silly deck names every time. It's it's "The House Always Wins." It's there. You go.
There.
Okay. All right. All right. Other than that, I love it. We got maybe 10 cards in, and I sent a text and asked people to start pulling me the dice roll cards. I'm going to go a different direction with this, but it's going to be the same shenanigans. Yours is a functional deck. Mine is going to, you don't have a Howling Mine in there. You get it.
Fair.
But I'm putting things in like Planar Chaos where they've got to flip to cast their spells. We're all gambling, regardless.
You can't make me play my cards.
True, you're right.
Can you imagine there's a card that forces a player to play something?
Yeah, the house always wins. Like I said, that was literally the only criticism I had. This seems super fun to play and play against. Your deck, like I said, actually seems functionally like it will win games. That's the only difference of how I would build it.
Fair. Well, I'm excited to see what yours is.
Just nonsense so I can roll dice. Again, I dirtle. I like to roll a dice every now and then.
We'll play them against each other and help each other out.
All right, can you redo that sentence correctly, please?
I don't know what you mean.
I like to roll a dice.
Yeah, only one. One at a time.
A just die. One dice is already plural.
I like to roll a dice.
I was going to say, I like to roll, I was saying, more dice. I love rolling dice. We got to roll all of the math rocks.
Yeah.
Clack, 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 crows.
Yeah, there we go.
this deck really scratches my D&D nerd brain.
To be honest, my wife, I'm happy, doesn't play D&D, but my wife does really, really like good old shiny things, and she's seen some of just my dice, and I don't play D&D either, but I have like some like cool bear dice and stuff, and every time I roll them, she's like, those are really cool, I should see those. And can't let that crow ever discover dice collecting. Bankrupt me.
That's some really cool dice.
Coming out of drawers.
Where my cutlery go? It's all D20s. Yeah.
Where's my car keys? You'll have to roll to find them.
Hey, you must have seen the videos on Instagram with the dog.
No.
Oh, the dog.
That was so generic, by the way. There's a lot of Instagram videos.
Oh, sorry. Well, I meant sorry. The D&D dog. The roll initiative.
No, I didn't see that.
Has like a little dagger in its mouth, and the guy like has to do something, roll initiative, and the dog attacks him with a dagger.
That's funny. Like I said, I'll let everyone give their thoughts, but I loved this deck. This seems really, really fun, and it's in colors that aren't generally really, really fun, right? Like Mardu's not generally like a I'm laughing kind of commander. Like my Mardu deck is like Kelsian, right, where I'm death touch pinging people's stuff. That's not fun. It's annoying.
To me, it would be It would still be a laughing thing, but it'd be like a maniacal laughter.
No, I've never had anyone enjoy playing against Kelsian. Kelsian's not fun.
But I really enjoy it. Like everyone has said, they all enjoy rolling dice, and as do I. This is really well done. I didn't know that there was all of these really cool, because I wasn't there for the main D&D sets. So seeing some of these cards is really fun. And like Daniel, I might build some version of it, but this just seems really great.
This, I wasn't excited for the Fallout stuff. Still am not. However, I do like to roll dice. However, you have my, like I said, there's, this one's pretty cool. As soon as I saw this one, I was like, all right, it's a gambling deck. You have my attention. That's the pre-cons they've made lately. They have a gambling deck. I'm okay. And then they announce that they're doing a raw group hug pre-con. Oh, let me tell you, if Wizards fails on that one, I'm going to have words. It's going to be a whole hour long rant. No one else even needs to show up for that episode. I'd be like, this sucks.
Please, guys, take a week off.
Yeah. Take 2 weeks off. I have a lot of words about this group hug. First off, where do you get off not putting a Howling Mind in this deck? Where do you? What gives you the right? Yeah, no.
Oh, that's great.
I like this one. I got nothing else to say on it.
When's this group hug deck supposed to be coming out? Or are they,
that's Bloomborough.
Bloomborough? All right.
Yeah, Bloomborough's ages away.
We got time. Yeah. August. We got time. Yeah. I'm saving up for it. I want this set so bad.
The Bloomborough stuff is, again, for me, it's the departure from Magic-styled artwork, right? Again, the Mr. House President CEO, that's the only other thing I really don't like, is I don't like the look of the commander, because I don't play the Fallout game, so I don't get it. It's probably very accurate to some of those things, yeah. But I don't play them, so it I don't is, yeah. get it. However, Atomic Ashes will make me a slot machine proxy. It'll do it. Yeah. Promo code IT99, Abyss Proxy Shop. Get whatever you want. Get them to print you a legal Crark's Other Thumb. Who knows?
Yeah.
Just
it's the same name, but to use the art of the other card.
Just in the, like, you know how they have the reskin things where it's like the alternate name and that? The alternate name is still Crark's Other Thumb, but under it says totally legal, trust me.
Yeah. Hey, and then having the guy like this, but his thumb's gone.
Yeah.
Bonds.
They really should reprint a Crark doing the two thumbs up, but
with no thumbs.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I'll roll there. I'm good. Slothy, good job.
Thank you. I'm glad you guys liked it. This was a very fun deck to build.
Yeah. All right. And with that, we end. Thank you guys for tuning in. If you like this episode, make sure you go to your ATM, withdraw all the money, put it on the roulette table. You are going to win. No, but seriously, like, share, subscribe. It does really help us out. Give us a nice rating, 5-star review. Let us know you enjoyed this. What would you put in a deck like this? What would you want to gamble with and roll? And do you enjoy when people roll dice? Because sometimes it seems a little dirty, but I have fun doing it, right? And if you're not an enemy of fun, I think you'd like this. If you are also not an enemy of fun, come join us on Patreon. It's a pretty good time. Lots of good people there. We get a chat about a lot of decks. We got to see me play Stardew Valley. I'm not very good at it. Let's just start it. We'll get there. We'll get quite the farm, I'll tell you. But yeah, other than that, we generally have a nice little pre-show that we started doing recently, and more to come with that. Into the99.com for all of our articles, content, video, like live plays, blah blah blah. You guys get it. You guys understand what's going on. That's it. We roll it. We let it roll. Oh yes. Yeah.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
Yeah, and if you do have a gambling problem, don't take my advice seriously.
Yeah. Gamble responsibly, please.
Wink,
I'm
wink.
Just gonna put like an emoji face over your face, Dan.
They know. Everyone knows. Yeah, no, that's it. I like it. I never win anything when I gamble. I gamble pretty poorly. That's why I don't buy packs anymore. That's it. We just let it roll. Let the song go.
Fairly good.
Just take a minute. Reflect on life. Enjoy. The minute's done. Let's play some games.